Episode 143, a good old fashioned solo show talking Bassmaster Opens, Classic, Red Crest, some tackle, new fishing stuff. Just a good time hanging out, answering questions.
This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLABASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
What's going on, everybody? Here we are, Hella Bass Live. Wasn't sure if I was going to be going live tonight, streaming, recording this episode, but planes landed on time, got back from Hot Atlanta. The family was kind of tuckered out, so I said, what the heck, we'll do a solo stream tonight. A few familiar faces, Frank, Brian, Brandon, Bono, Rob, Brian Casey. Going on, thanks. Is that a renewal or a new membership? I can't remember, Ryan. I feel like you remember already, but welcome to the club. Much appreciated. Always enjoy any members. Obviously, you don't have to sign up. I love everybody that participates in dues, but if you like to support at an additional level, that is super appreciated. And I know I always get super excited, or I guess show that's not my personality, but I really do. Audio sounds weird. Let's check the settings here. That's because, thank you for that, for some reason.
How about that? That probably sounds a whole lot better. It switched microphones on me. So, hopefully it sounds better now. Matthew. Oh, I got to look at my, maybe I'll have to check in on my NLF fantasy team. We'll add that to the list. We'll see if I sucked less. I heard Connell did well. I feel like he was on my team, if I remember right. Way better, way better, way better. Yeah, probably sounds better now that I switched microphones. I also was playing around with a bait cam, and I got another webcam set up here, and we're going to do a little test, because I'm thinking this other webcam that I'll show you in a little bit might be a better picture. It looks better on my screen, but I want to hear from you guys. We can get this dialed in, and maybe it'll improve the overall experience. Jimbo Slice, what's going on? You're leading. Are you leading overall, Rusty, or just the lowly beat Hella Bass group? Chris Russ checking in from Iowa. Let's look at MLF fantasy fishing here. I guess let's just take a check in on the old Dead Crest, shall we? Tom Mix, how you doing, my man? Ooh, yeah, I feel you, bro. I feel you, bro. Let's go this way. Looks like DC Dustin Cannell, the early lead, which is, it's good to have these people on your team in the early rounds leading, stacking pounds. But the way the Red Crest is set up, it's basically a two-day tournament to cut to top 20. Then it zeroes out the weights. So Dustin Cannell, as long as he makes the top 20, doesn't get to carry any of these weights into the final round. So there is that. So he really just wants to, like, I mean, ideally, you finish 15th to 20th, don't burn that many fish, and build going into the last 3 days, which are all cumulative. Peg leg fisherman, what's going on? Let's see here. So 16 pounds. So the top 20 right now is Stephen Browning at 11 pounds. Fairly modest, you know, just under 12 pounds has got you in good position. Thrift, right where he wants to be, playing it just right. 13 pounds, comfortably in the cut. I'm sure Montgomery wished he had about another pound to be a little, you know, he's less than a pound out of the cut. But got to remember, they have the live scoreboard, so they all know exactly where they are. Andy Morgan. That's tough. Dakota Hebert. I mean, but you know, outside of maybe Alton Jones and David Walker, that's tough to make up 9 pounds. But like Wesley Strader is only basically 4 pounds out. That's one bite. So there's basically 38 of the 40 guys are still alive for the most part, I think. So that's interesting. Yeah, it definitely will be right. Yeah, if you're playing the predictor game, it'll definitely be in that 20 to 30. There's no way it drops below 20, right? If you, that would mean that basically 34 guys would have to do basically worse on day two than day one, and only 5 guys are on pace to break 30. So that's a slam dunk for the predictor game. I didn't get to watch. Yeah, I think plenty of guys are saving fish for the cut, to be honest. Everybody that's above the cut saving fish. I didn't get to watch any of it. I was traveling for work today, so I didn't see any of it. I'll probably got a late day tomorrow. I can probably peek in on it a little bit. yes, log me in. Let's check in on the fantasy fishing here. Darius, did you go fishing today? Well, it says my page is not working for Major League Fishing. But I do got some tackle to show you guys. Oh, it's working now. Here we go. Looks like I'm in 4,000th. That's great. Is that the event score? It is. Man, it's got to be tight, though. It's tighter than the weights are. I can't imagine. I mean, everybody, I got Dakota Hebert at 10 pounds. What's the leaderboard look like here? How do they have 745 pounds in this? That's the overall. Yeah, let's just Redcrest. So yeah, I'm 4,000th, but I'm only 16 pounds back. That is very tight. It's in my group. I'm 142nd overall. Not great. Let's look at the red crest here. See, I'm 9 pounds out and I'm in 75th. The doc. JJ Patton. So there you go. All right. That's our live look at the dead crest. I don't know that we need to talk about that anymore. So I got 3 boxes of stuff because I finally bought fishing stuff for the first time. Ed, you keep dropping out. What does that mean? Fancy fishing? What are we talking about? The signal? What are you talking about, Ed? Get your likes now before the... There you go. I like it. Like it. Neither of those things. I don't think I have anything that qualifies as terminal tackle. And I didn't get any spunk shads. Edwin caught a 6 today. There you go. Oh, Dustin Taylor. He's got his tournament coming up, Lake of the Ozarks. Oh, nice, and that'll get them fishy. Lake of the Ozark, they eat when it's like that, though. That should be good. Yeah, BTL going head-to-head with me tonight, so that's going to help numbers. Come on, Panger. Stay in your lane, bro. Signal. It might just be you, Ed. Is anybody else having any issues? I feel like my... stream is strong tonight, but I could be wrong. There you go. Exactly. a lot will change tomorrow. All right. No issue. So it might just... All good over here. All right. So I got this little box here. So this box was actually kind of a necessity thing. I got a little whiteboard of things I needed to get. And this is something I got. So for those of you that have front-facing sonar, you know that like sometimes you adjust the knobs or you take them off or you go from, right? Like then sometimes you'll take the knob off. And so I got this extra mount up on mine so I can take my live scope and put it up further on the trolling motor so it gets out of the grass if I'm fishing in slop. But I dropped the knob on my I actually didn't drop it in the lake, but it could happen. I dropped it on the curb when I was filming that last video of the year-end review of the KMS, and I forgot that I dropped it, put the boat away, and then I ended up running it over with the trailer tire. And so I found a place that does replacement knobs on Etsy for live scope units. So I got a red one and a black one. And I want to say this one was, I probably have, there's probably an invoice in here. A little note here. It's Brad Jit. So like budget, but Brad Jit Designs on Etsy. So it was $10 for the durable black and $5 for the red. So this one was $10. It's supposedly a better grade bolt and slightly more durable material. And this one was only $5. I want to say they're like, you can't, I couldn't find just the bolt on anywhere online. And you had to buy the whole like assembly mount kit for like $40. So I got two for like $15 plus shipping. So it was like $21 with tax and everything for two replacements. So I thought that was kind of cool. So it's on Etsy. If anybody loses their knob, Bradgett Designs on Etsy. No affiliate. Just thought it was a cool product and a cool idea. So I basically got this black one. That'll be the main one. And this red one, I thought it'd be easier to find. I'll throw this one in like a compartment. This would be like my emergency spare. So there's the idea. Not a swim bait, Brandon. I don't know. I didn't see that for active target, Darius. But you could probably send him a note. You could probably make one. He's 3D printing them. I don't know if the bolt is different for active target. I don't know what the thread is. that's why instead of, I'm sure I could have like figured it out and made my own, but for that price, I was must be doing their spring sales there. What's up, Gary? Probably watching. Is there any hockey on tonight? How are the Blues doing this year? I haven't really been following. He had a lot of other, like, for you kayak friends on the channel, there was a lot of, he had a lot of, like, 3D printed, like, kayak parts for different kayak accessories for, like, little mounts and holds for, like, bump boards and catch boards and little tool holders that were like super light and inexpensive for kayaks. So also check that out. All right. So here's the thing. Before we get into the bait opening, let's test out this camera here. So I don't know what the best way to do this. Let's call this the original camera, the one with my name right here. And then the new camera is the other one. Let's what look on my screen, the new camera looks way better. I'm gonna set up a quick poll here. So we can print. This is new. Right, so current. This is the one with my name right here and the new one. Yeah. YouTube's always better, Ed. Everybody knows that. Yeah. I feel like the new one has more vibrant color. It pops more. It looks more lifelike. Yeah. 100% say the new. Like, so if we hold it, let's do a little, so we like look at a bait. That's what I was hoping. Like, I don't know. And so I never liked that old one. And that's what I used for a long time. Now I switched to this new one. But after seeing it, it looks way more crisp. It looks, I don't know. All right. So let's see here. I'm actually going to remove this. I might go away for just a second here. All right. There. Now the new camera is the main camera. Actually, in the old camera is the new camera. I actually used to stream with this new one for a long time, and then I got this Logitech new one, and I don't know. So I guess we'll... Yep. All right. All right. We'll use this one. Maybe we'll use the other one as a bait cam or something. Yeah. So is Clay here tonight? Because Clay said, I think a couple streams ago, that he said Ben Milliken would get zero top tens in the opens this year. And he came out pretty strong with a top five. I don't know if, I mean, so that, I think that officially makes him the greatest YouTube fisherman when it comes to tournament wise or Bassmaster Open wise ever, because I don't know that Oliver Nye, what's the one, the other guy, the other Guggen guy, what's his name? The guy that was like super like, I'm going to fish the Opens and I fished the NFPL and he dropped out of both of them and all that stuff. What was Lunkers? So guys like Lunkers and Oliver and a bunch of other guys literally have, I don't know if they've ever cashed a check. And then Milliken gets a top five. So, yeah, Clay's probably overwatching Panger since Panger jumped on alive tonight. But next time, if you're watching the replay, Clay, we want a public apology. The shared posts are clear, too. That shouldn't matter on the shared posts. That shouldn't, but what's up, Jermaine? I've got some maybe tease. Maybe there's some 6S to show off tonight, Jermaine. What's up, Carl? Did you get any packages this week? All right, so let's talk about what happened here. So the first spring deal, was that the first spring deal? Or was that just a premium? I think it was just a premium deal. It was the pre-spring deal. They had double points for premium members. If you haven't signed up for premium, this may be a case for why you may think about it from all the other things, is they run these special promos. And link down in the description if you decide to join premium. It helps me out if you click that link. But train of thought. So I've been thinking about, we got some credits built up, and I've been thinking about a Shimano reel. I haven't bought a Shimano reel. I've been mostly buying Daiwa reels for a long time because Daiwa, my code works on. My code typically does not work on Shimano reels. But with the double, and codes rarely work on Shimano, Lumis, Megabass, a few other brands. And I did look at the Marivelle. I almost bought the Marivelle. I almost bought this reel and the Marivelle. But then I realized I didn't think I really needed a spinning reel. Because like I've got a Rebros here, basically sitting, not on a rod. So anyways, so I was like, I'm going to get a Shimano. The double points back. And then anything else you had in your, if you bought a rod or a reel, I bought this on the 27th of February, which is the last day of that deal. And I was like, I'm going to throw some other stuff in there so I can get some double points back on those. So that's the premise of what got me to make the first order. So I haven't bought anything since like November, December, back in like the holidays sales. So I haven't bought, this is my first order of the season in 2023. So forgive me for being weak. I finally broke and the bait monkey. Yeah. See lots of comments. Yeah. I think Ben, you know, has put his time in and it's good to see him do well. Like he's always been serious about bass fishermen. He works hard at his fishing. You can tell in his videos, he's still has passion about fishing. He doesn't, it's not like I don't know. You know, he never really did like the silly challenges and all that kind of stuff for the most part. I'm sure he did some of it, but like for the most part, he stuck true to like just fishing and things like that. All right. So the first box from our friends at Omnia. So I guess we'll just start with the, a note. So I got a nice note from Sydney wishing me good luck on the water. I can probably kill this other camera. So I did get the drumroll. Corrado MGL 150. And I did get it in like a 6.3 or 6, whatever the gear ratio, 6.2 to 1. I was going to use this more for reaction bait. So I know a lot of you have been talking about like waiting for me to come out with that Cavin 735 CB rod review follow up. And I just don't like the older Corrado G. It's kind of like a noisy, not running great Corrado G on there. And I just don't use it much because I don't love that reel. So I think this will help get more work out of the Caden rod. I think that's probably where it's going to end up. Jermaine approves. Let's see. I think somebody said Chris maybe bought the arc reel and the tool spinning. Not impressed with the arc reel so far. Never tried an arc. So, new to me, but obviously has been out a while. Bob Stevens, yeah, for the most part, have always enjoyed Corrados, tomato. So there it is. I like that. Just nice, clean, matte, kind of that, I don't know what to call it, charcoal slate. It's just very clean, not too flashy. These ones are made in Malaysia. So overall, nice, comfortable size reel. Feels pretty smooth. Tell me again, is it Shimano's that are dry or Daiwa's that are dry or Shimano greasy? I forget which way it is. Justin Cook, I have two SLX XTs. I would say they're my favorite reels for the money. At what, 120, 130? Daiwa's dry. So I feel like maybe this one has too much grease in it. It feels like it's like it might need to be cleaned a little bit and like re-oiled, I think. I feel like this one could probably be a little too much. But so that's what got it going. It feels good in hand. I probably need to put it on a rod. I don't really have a rod handy. Maybe actually I got a Fury I could throw it on just to see what it feels like. Put a Gomexus handle on there. For cranking? Small baits? All right, let me grab a rod here. This will be not the rod that I put it on, but I don't think the reel seats from the Fury to the Caden are all that much different. Let me get this rod sleeve off here. I'm not a big like handle switcher. I don't get that fussy with handles, Brandon. So there it is on a Fury. Balance feels really good. Yeah, feels pretty, very comfortable in hand. Yeah. No offense to the people that like custom handles, but that's not where I like to spend my money. I could see on maybe on certain jig or frog rods or where you're really looking to get a little more leverage and traction and power maybe, but for a regular cranking rod, exactly. Hummingbird dropped a huge sale. Do they have something in stock? why would I spend $65 on a reel? I mean, that's like a quarter of the price of the reel. I could buy jerk baits or swim baits or something like that, or crankbaits from TK, or who knows. All right. So then, right? So while we were buying that, to me, the big advantage of premium, one of the unsung, I guess, advantages of premium is that you get points back, whether it's the standard 10% on normal purchases or in some of these bonus events, you get double, right? You can use that to buy things like Shimano, code protected, Mega Bass, protected. So what I got is a couple of 8-inch mag drafts. Brendan, are you pleased with the 8-inch? Is the 8-inch big enough for you, Brendan? So I grabbed a couple in the, I think it's called the albino color. Or albino pearl shad. So just for comparison's sake, there's the 6-inch versus the 8-inch. You know, besides length, there's just a considerable girth difference in magnitude of size. It scales not just length, but does this thing really, like the 6-inch, I want to get my ruler out here. So I would say the 6-inch underreports at about more like 5 3/4, and the 8-inch is right on. Yeah, so like this is what you tell your girlfriend is 6-inch, and this is actually 8-inch. So hopefully get to throw these around a little bit. But I thought, you know, not something you typically find on sale, often code protected. So to get 20% back on these was a pretty good deal. All right. So then along the same lines, got some baits that I have wanted to get but haven't gotten. Nice stacks. You got yourself a 16-volt Powerhouse Lithium. Just can do the install. Did you order it online and happen to use the code, buddy? If you did, that's awesome, to save yourself 10%. I might talk about that later. I may or may not have something en route from Powerhouse Lithium, but it's not here. So they were throwing big swim baits at Red Crest today? Like the guys that got to like 14, 15, 16 pounds, they just picked up a swim bait and started chucking around for a big bite maybe? So the other thing I got was Mega Bass. I bought some 110 plus one juniors. So these 110 junior plus ones, I've got some 110 juniors, not super excited about, but I've heard really good things about the 110 plus one juniors. When fish are keyed in on small bait and you need to get that extra depth. So excited about these. I got two. Edo Naturals, which is this one. I just went with some kind of like simple shad pattern, minnow pattern, and then I got a Kasumi Edo. That one's kind of sitting in the pack funny. It's kind of a holographic shad. So, yeah. I've heard really good things, and I had the 110 juniors, really didn't like them. I did not get any of the 110 plus twos. Bob said you got 2 8-inch Ospreys on eBay for $8. Nice. Jerkbaits, wacky worms. Are the Lake Master Premium VX? I do not have that card. I have not played around with that card. I don't even quite remember what that new card does, to be honest. Yeah. And I did do well late in the year with the jerkbait and the front facing sonar. The front face, the live scope definitely makes the jerkbait more fun and interesting for sure. Did they have Matt Chad in stock? It was limited supply. I mean, I feel like there was very limited stock by the time the 27th rolled around. I'm sure some other people had the same idea I did, where they were throwing Mega Bass stuff in on top of their orders. I think I'm going to slow play the Harry Dice, William. It's probably not going to be the first thing. Not saying won't ever, but unlikely to be anytime soon. May 13th, is that our opener? I'll be fishing long before that. I'll be on the river. I'll go down to Okoboji. I'll go out to Big Stone. What is that, a jerkbait? Is it a crankbait? I have no idea. Yeah, I like Daiwas a lot, and it just was looking for the right opportunity to get a Shimano. Dax has been throwing the Matt Shad. Nice, nice. Very cool. So, yeah, that was the first order. So I got 4 110 juniors, 2 8-inch Magdrafts, and a Corrado. Not a bad way to jump in to the tackle buying. Eastern South Dakota. Very nice. Good fishing over there. I think, Brian, aren't you heading out to Eastern South Dakota? Maybe you and Peg Leg Fisherman should talk. I wouldn't be opposed to the Zillion is super nice. You know, as an everyday reel, do I want to spend that much for a reel? Not really, but it is a really nice reel. I have nothing to knock about the Zillion other than it's a little pricey, but is it worth it? I mean, it stacks up there for that price point. So, but I'm not going to have like 10 Zillions, unlikely. Yeah, Big Stone's a fun place. Beautiful. I mean, like the other thing is just like cool, right? Like the deer, the pheasants, the fox, the wildlife, everything, you know, turkeys, everything going on in that area is really cool. Yeah, it seems like the stun has a lit jerk, but I haven't tried one yet. All right. So then that was order number one. And then our good friend Punch Fishing, Brian Riesgraf, sent me a note about something that came in stock. And oh, nice. Hartford Beach. That's a nice area. I've definitely fished out in front of it. So he sent me something. And so like I feel like a little bit like the seal got opened with that first order. I've been very good. Been behaving myself. And he told me about a bait that was released by a company, and then they finally had some. Find them here. So Jackal re-released the Bling, a bait that was a very popular crankbait, I don't know, 5+ years ago. They discontinued it because that's what Jackal does. They have really good baits, like the Bow Stick and what the... They have a frog. Was it the Iobi? One of their frogs was really good. They discontinued that. There's probably a bunch of other baits. I'm sure Super Eruption Spinner Bait. There's probably a list of a bunch of other ones. They finally brought it back. So I grabbed a couple. I got the Molting Craw. Some spring colors. So this is mainly, I think, a lot of what I'll use this for is spring shallow cranking. TK. Don't be mad at me. I did get the Dark Craw. It's a good looking bait. So that's what got the thing started. Oh. Will they allow other people to fish it? I tried to fish their state tournament on Oahu last year, and they told me, no, thank you. Do not come. I'm on the committee for the Bass Nation. We're thinking that 100 boats on Big Stone for our tournament might be a little tight, but it is in discussions. I think you'll like the ringed hooks, Alex. Brendan and Jermaine actually streaming tonight. Turn 16. Well, you can go to pool too, Peyton. Pool 2, as soon as ice melts, you can fish Pool 2 right there in St. Paul for bass. It's a year-round catch and release. There is no season on Pool 2. Huh. I can't get Sobey to answer any of my questions rarely ever. So as much fun as that sounds, he's hard to pin down. Cast Brian got some of the they're probably just about all gone by now. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like the silver minnow is maybe not the most efficient tool for the job. I think there's other baits that hook up better now. They've been replaced with like skinny dipper swim baits and buzz frogs and traditional frogs. Not saying you can't catch them, but I just don't know that they are the most efficient tool for the job anymore. Yeah. There you go. Anybody wants to talk about South Dakota fishing? Peg leg fisherman on IG. Yeah. Oh, Bill, come on. I got a great video of shallow cranking where I crushed them last year, shallow cranking on pool two. RJ, what's going on? Somebody just mentioned that they received a 16-volt battery today that they ordered from Powerhouse. Dax Marshall. Maybe. I don't know. Schedules are tough. My life is, but possibly. Send me a DM on Instagram. Yeah. Very nice. Rich 17 said he bought a lot of Bling 55s. How close is that to Knoxville, Matthew? Because I'm trying to get to Knoxville this month. So got me thinking, if they got a shipment of Jacqueline, what bait do I particularly like that is hard to find? And is there any chance they got more Jackal Rearrange MRs in stock? And it just happens they did. So I bought a pile of them. So I got four of the Secret Shad 2, because this is probably my favorite jerkbait right now, the one that I have the most confidence in. I don't think I have the chewed up one on my desk right now. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's putting away in a box somewhere. I don't see it anywhere. But you've seen the chewed up version in a while before. So I got four of those. I'm not sure if there's any left or not. But ice on pool two kind of depends on how fast the spring runoff melts, all that stuff. But I've definitely been out there in March before. So I am still contemplating. There is potential that I will have a work trip either the weekend before or the week before, or week after. So I'm kind of holding off, hoping that I can. Because I think my work trip will bring me to Indianapolis, which is a lot closer to Knoxville than Minneapolis. So that could potentially make it a lot easier and less expensive to get there. So I'm going to probably be last second until after that work. But it's looking more and more, but I'm probably not going to lock down for a little bit on weather for sure. Yeah, I just don't have that much time to invest. I got a job and kids, so it's hard to, if I take all this time to go fishing in the spring, that cuts into the time I have to go tournament fishing later in the year. As much as I'd love to just travel on. As you may not believe that I'm not a full-time content creator. I got a real job, so, but I appreciate it. I'd love to just go down and drive around and fish with people or bring the Slamis down and hang out, but that's not the reality at this point. in my life. So I wanted to get a more, so I got this one, which is a silver shad, a little bit different color. Ow. Sharp. So this is, what did I call it? Silver shad, HL silver shad. So I just want to get a more natural minnow for different applications. Got that one. Expand my horizons outside of just throwing secret shad 2 all the time. And then I grabbed, I don't know if I'm a big fan of their perch color. It kind of reminds me of like those realistic paint jobs, like the Live Target and a few other people. I'm not a huge fan, but it's kind of a matte kind of photo perch. But I thought with all the smallies and perch we have up here, I should have at least one perch bait. So maybe I can get a few fish to chew on it, rough it up a little bit. Be a fish catcher, maybe. I have thrown the 130. I did catch some fish on it. I should have looked to see if those also aren't typically in stock. I guess I should have looked at that because I kind of want to get some more 130s. Maybe I should go look. See, now what you're doing, you're feeding in to me cracking and getting me to buy too much tackle. The Jackal Bling you're not supposed to buy, according to Marty, is the Dark Craw. Because supposedly that is a take on one of TK's Tackle Crafts colors. What's up, Gabe? Thanks for making me watch Travis paint doors on Monday night. I've definitely caught fish on perch jerkbaits. And, you know, I like on Vermilion, I'll throw a more of a perch themed chatterbait often. Threadfin shad. Not sure if they had that one in stock. I have much more confidence in the MR, the medium diver. And I don't know if that's, I've caught some fish on the regular one, but the MR is the one that I really seem to do the best on. Yeah, like a gold blade. And then it's kind of basically like a bluegill skirt with a gold blade. It's one of the hype gills. Let me see. Let's see if I can find it quick. The one that I like. Make it in the Mini Max and the Jackhammer. What's right there? It's Brett's Bluegill, I think. Yeah. This one right here. It's kind of like watermelon with a little bit of orange, green head, and it's got that gold blade. And I think that's what really makes it kind of perchy, is that gold blade. And then I typically put some kind of like a watermelon or a smoke, kind of a natural translucent, like that's the one time actually, you know what? Bet you I have it right here. So there it is with a tactical minnow on it. Right? Gold blade. Oops. But in like super clear water, I like to throw like something more like that, something a little more like gold or translucent. I think there's one that's more of a smoke color. Depending how clear the water is, I'll kind of dial it up, and I don't see that other swim on. But there's kind of like a gray, ghosty colored swim on. I don't see it in here. You could probably pull it up on the old Omnia site. So it's this one, smoky gold. So that Brett's Bluegill with the smoky gold is a deadly, deadly combo for smallies where perch are present in relatively clean water, in my opinion. Mostly Vermilion is where I've been testing it. Michael said he caught his PB on Brett's bluegill. The smallies like him too, Kyle. Could be the golden roach. You won't be pissed. How deep on the MR? See, last year in the fall for largemouth, I was probably fishing in 6 to 8 foot with the MR. And the thing I could see the grass clumps of coontail, the old milfoil coming up, and I threw a regular like 110 chatterbait, and on my screen I could see I was like, I don't know, 2 feet above the grass, and I was like, it's cold water. I think the fish are going to come out. So I moved that MR, and then I could see my chatterbait like really just like coming right across the tips of the grass and like instantly started catching them. The chunky D and shad flass.
I have some chunky D's, but I think they're in
super bug. All right, so what else was in there? So that kind of opened the seal. So like I had an order going, you know, with the 6 jackal. And I was like, well, we're in deep now. We might as well make this a good order. Favorite budget jerkbait? I mean, I guess it depends on your budget. So like the 110s, like those are what, $25? The rear range is like 15. And then if you use my code, right, you get it for like $12. The Omnia code, which we could probably throw that Omnia code up on the bottom of the screen for anybody that wants to save at Omnia Fishing down there. Also have it in the description. I've heard the Yozuri is really good jerkbait. I mean, I guess I don't know what's budget anymore. The Strike King jerkbaits, the Sixth Sense, the Mixed Stick. They're all pretty good jerkbaits. But when you say budget, you say like under $10, under $15. I guess that helps. All right, what else is in the box? Oh, by the way, our buddy Andrew said, tight order, homie. So he approved of this order. I have not tried the Shimano World Minnow. So I got some of these Missile Baits, Magic Worms, and Green Pumpkin Money. I had gotten them in there. Missile Morning in the past, but I wanted to have something more natural, so I got this color. When I ordered those other ones back this fall or back in November, they weren't in stock, but I kind of like this more natural kind of laminated green pumpkin. I figure like in our bluegill waters, little JJ's Magic, a little chartreuse tip on that, and I think we'll be cooking with gas there. So I wanted to get these to go along with the morning color. Minn Kota Instinct, is that their brushless trolling motor? I mean, he's okay. I don't know if he's the best. I have not tried the Click and Frit, the Clack and Click and Frit side yet. You know, sometimes I'll throw a drop shot when I have to, Nick. All right, what else did I get? So this one, I feel like, so I bought some of the 3-inch Boss Grubs a while back, and now I thought they were too small. So now I bought some of the 4-inch, but there's something, they're not like way smaller than a Menace Grub, but there's something about them that just feels less substantial than a Menace Grub. I don't know. I thought I would like this as a jig trailer, but there's something, I don't know. It's really subtle on the tail there, and I don't get great vibes from the Boss Grub, and the 3-inch was definitely way too finessey, and even this 4-inch doesn't feel. But I should mention that like both Menace Grubs and Boss Grubs call these 4-inch baits, and this comes in at basically 3.25. On what planet is that a 4-inch bait? And the Metascrub is the same way. We are getting robbed by the people in their Metascrub knockoffs because the Metascrub is also basically 3 3/8 inches long. And they call it 4 inches. I feel like I'm going to end up sticking with the Menace. I'll try this maybe, but I am not. Don't get great vibes from the Boss Grub. So if somebody in chat or comments watching the replay can say, the Boss Grub whales, you should throw it, fish it like this. I would love to hear it because I don't got great vibes out of the pack. There could be some shrinkage. I guess I don't know. The missile baits are basically hand poured by RoboWorm. So if you like RoboWorm, you should like the missile magic worms. But I haven't really fished them yet. I bought one pack late last year, never threw them, and one pack this spring. So to be determined. What would I would on a power shot? What's your definition of power shot? Like spinning rod power shot or like bait caster power shot? Like probably throw it on a 703 spinning rod with braid to fluoro. All right, so that's the Boss Grub. So along that same vein, I was like, at this point, I started going through my wish list. Like, so you can write on Omnia, you can right, you can create a wish list when you're signed in, and so things that I don't intend to buy right away, I'll throw on this wish list. And then when I'm making an order, I'll like go through here and look for things. And there's the one that got me, the Bongo. So the Six Sense Bongo. I did not get any of the scone bugs, but kind of wish I would have now. But I got some of the Bongos, and I would say my opinion of the Bongos are opposite of that of the Boss Grub. These ones, I'm legitimately, A, I like the packaging way better. Hate these stupid clamshells. But these Bongos seem pretty legit. Like, I like the kind of not super bright. I kind of like that semi-dull color. Green pumpkin blue, and then I think the other one is green pumpkin juice. So they're nice and soft, a little bit different shape body. I feel like these would be pretty good. And these are, they're made in the USA, so these Six Sense actually makes these Bongos in the US. Some of their plastics now they make in the US. So like just size comparison, a little more meaty, a little more substantial than a Metascrub. But I think this could be good. I bought some Six Sense Flushes, but other than one pack of Six Sense Flushes, these are my like really first 6S plastics. What do you think, Jermaine? Do we get the Jermaine Mainstream Fishing seal of approval for getting some Bongos? So I think I could flip these. Definitely jig trailers, possibly bladed jig trailers overall. Kind of excited about these. Clamshells are a waste of plastic, and they're a waste of space as well. I don't like how much space they take up in my boat, my tackle bags. Dadbot says the Bongo is ordered. I did not order any fuzzy dice. Brian got some Bongos as well. All right. But there's more. So I didn't get the scone bug, but I did try some of these shape 108s. So I bought some of the 4.5 inch and the 3.5 inch 108s. The 4.5 inch is, or the 4 inch, sorry, is pretty substantial. negative on the clamshell, which sucks. It kind of reminds me of the bottle, the old school, like power bait craws used to have kind of like this body that's similar, but this is kind of reminds me of a like a rage bug almost, a rage craw. And this is their goat color, which is a little bit like 1099 or super bug. Pretty good looking color from power bait. And then actually this other color I got, which is bluegill flash. I definitely see throwing this one as a jig trailer. Kind of vibing on this one, not gonna lie. This is an interesting color. This so the top is kind of like a green pumpkin bluegilly color, and then the bottom has just got like a hard silver like metal flake flash. I feel like if you're on like a bait fish bite shad spawn, this could be like sneaky good. I really like the looks. I don't, it's almost like a green pumpkin magic with like a hard flash underneath it. Kind of like it. So there's the 4-inch versus the 3.5-inch. Big, I mean, they are pretty much right on, I think, measurement wise. I think I measured them. The 4-inch is probably more, yeah, just a touch over 4. 3.5-inch is touch over 3.5-inch, but like, just like the 6 and 8-inch Magrath, the whole thing scales with it. So you're getting quite a bit more water movement and presence, you know, with that 1/2-inch. But I feel like this, day in and day out, is a jig trailer, or even on a bladed jig or something like that, where this I would probably just straight flip, or on a big jig, like a 1/2, 3/4 ounce, I'm really trying to size up and bulk up. That's probably what I'd go with that. I have not ever used a Kistler reel. I have no opinion. My thoughts on the PowerPaul move. It is, I haven't really like dug in to watch the videos to see like what it all does and the features or any of that stuff. So I really don't have an opinion on, I guess I haven't had time to watch to see what the breakdown is, other than like the pro jargon of like, quieter, more powerful, blah, blah, like all those like truly subjective claims. But you know what? I think the starting price is $5,000, and I think there's like some versions that are more expensive. So I mean, that's wow, $5,000. Is it worth 2 Ultrexes? I don't know. That seems steep. I mean, people complain about the price of bass boats, but really, what's driving up bass boat costs more than anything is the cost of the outboards. How much, when now we're putting, instead of like back in the old day, we like each bass boat came with like a flasher or like a 5-inch black and white screen. And now we're decking them out with 3 to 4, 8, 9, 10, 12 plus inch screens, you know, putting shallow water anchors, trolling motors back in the day, you know, used to be $400. Now they're $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. Like, that's what's driving up. I mean, yes, the bass boats themselves, the hulls have gotten more expensive, but really it's all the other stuff we're putting on them that's driving those like packages through the roof. I mean, if you just bought a boat and you put a couple of flashers or Vexlars or like real simple graphs on it and a 80-pound Maxim, right? Like, you'd be surprised how inexpensively, or at least reasonably, you could put together, but that's just not the way boats are set up anymore. Yeah, I don't know what it does that the other brushless. I haven't really dug in, and I don't know what you're getting for $5,000. Other than everybody has always said that Powerball is amazing customer service. So, but is it worth an extra $2,000? Like Bob got him some stuff at Omnia. Nice. Yeah, I haven't fished the... I got one pack of spunk shads, but I've not tried them yet. What's up, Amy? Amy, can you tell TK that next time he does a drop, can you give the campers like a 15-minute notice instead of a 10-minute notice? Because by the time I was on there, they were all gone. Constructive criticism. Have not seen the new Zoom Horny Toad. Oh, no. Yeah, I guess I have. It's the, yeah, I forget what they call it. Could be good. Yeah, 25% off on fishing line at Omnia as well this week. What was gone in the flash? The scone bugs. It's literally scrolling on the bottom of the screen right now, Cody. Like right, just went by. Like right there. It's coming again. Yep. And it's also always in the description of any of my videos. So if you go to any video that's on my channel and scroll down, it's always there. Benedetto, we good, we good. Just got back from Hotlanta today. Where the heck have I been? I'm sitting right here. I've been here every week for a long time. There you go. Matthew says, Phoenix 819, base price right around 50 grand. By the time he got what he wanted on there, he was over 70. Just don't tell the other people. That's right. All right, what else is in? I guess that was it. Other than, I guess I still got beef jerky. Is anybody else still getting beef jerky in their orders from Omnia? Boat snacks? I did see these scone bugs shown. They do look pretty good, actually. They're like a little bit beefed up mana scrub. Actually, the weight, oh, here, this is probably the better picture here. No. Well, they only got one. Yeah, I saw some on like Instagram stuff. They actually look pretty good. Yeah, I know. I was also at work doing my job in a warehouse. By the time I got to the hotel, they were gone. Mark got some jerky. Oh, good. Yours might have jerky. I don't know. Brian says, Omnia's fire. Got my two rods in 2 days to, I know. Chris got jerky. Yeah, I need more notice because I think the rat brain would actually be better than the 1.0 for me. Classic pick. I say Christy goes back to back. Red Crest. I think Montgomery will show up by the last day. Andy Montgomery. What else do we want to talk about? What else? I got some things on my list here. We talked about Milliken. We talked about Dead Crest. Bassmaster Classic. Like I said, I think I'm going to end up going down there, but I need to wait because I think I can parlay some work traveling to save myself some money. I did not talk about the new Dio Elite offering. I don't know much about them. I know I heard Pete say that they were about to, like, they could drop on the site any day. I did notice that, like, if you go to the, that this was nice of them to do this time, is on the, right, you have the Tutila Elite, they add the 2018 release, and then they mark the ones that are 2020, which makes it a little easier to know which ones you're looking at. Looks like they have a few in stock. So if you didn't have your Omnia stock alerts, looks like the new Tatula Elites are in stock. And you can use the code on the bottom of the screen to save yourself 15%. So that'll save you like 30 bones on that rod. So that's not all bad. They have some of the... casting rods in. I don't know much about the two deletes. I've never fished them. But look at that. Looks like they got just about every one of the bait casters still in stock. So there you go. You can use the March code if you need to. Thanks, Amy. Yep. Has anybody hit you up for one of these hoodies yet, Amy, on the print craft? Oh, Chris says he got some 25% offline, hoping for some jerky. I did not see any of Red Crest today. I was working and traveling. Flurry paid well for the first time in a long time. Wild one. You know, Ron, I'm really not one to kiss and tell. But Nick says Redgrass was terrible. Why was it terrible? Yeah, that I did have that on my list to talk about. So I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't remember the guy's name. Probably don't even really. Right. So this guy, he's like a local, a lawyer, a barrister, fishes Eufaula. Try to summarize this. Basically, he's like super good buddies with what's the young Tucker, the kid that won the U.S. Open, right? Landon? No, not Landon. Or Tucker? No, this is Tucker Smith. Tucker's his first name, right? So basically this Tucker's fishing in this area and he's watching him. And this other competitor in the Bassmaster comes up and starts fishing next to him. And this guy decides that that guy is too close to his friend. So he comes in and basically confronts this young Bassmaster open angler and basically tries to run him off the spot. I don't know if he actually did, but basically comes up to him and says, "You're too close. What are you doing? You're unprofessional." He gives him a fake name. Doesn't even tell him his real name. He tells him some name that's supposedly like a Eufaula like legend and uses that name. I don't remember all the details. Basically lies about his name. Also lies that he doesn't know Tucker. And actually they're like family friends. And then basically threatens that if he doesn't leave in 5 minutes, he's going to start doing donuts around his boat for the rest of the day and ruin his day fishing. And then he makes a whole big follow-up video on Facebook about why he did it and why da 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 da. And to me, whatever your name is, watch your own bobber, Karen. It's not your job to be the police on the water. You don't know who was there yesterday. You don't know if that guy was there yesterday and Tucker came on him or if they fished together yesterday. If Tucker had a problem, Tucker should have said something. So, I mean, yes, in general, people don't have the courtesy on the water and people do fish too close to each other, but it is not this guy from Eufaula, almighty lawyer. It's not his job to try to be policing. So, yeah. There's a new Shimano SLX reel. My old ones are working fine. Do they have any Vixens at Omnia? I don't think so. They're listed on there, but as far as I know, I don't think they ever got the shipment in. So when everybody else, like the Tackle Trap and Tackle Warehouse and everybody else got theirs in, Omnia didn't make the list, I don't think. So that don't, until you see another big thing come out from Reaction Innovations, I doubt they're just going to show up at Omnia. So I think they didn't make the cut on that round, I don't think. So do they not offer a brushless motor, any other chrome besides, I mean, I guess Lowrance and Garmin both have brushless, PowerPole's brushless, and then Motor Guide, and I think Motor Guide and Minn Kota are still brushed, but I think Minn Kota's close. Nick bought the Shimano Miravel and the Ballistic in Daiwa and thinks the Miravel might be nicer. I think it's quite a bit cheaper too, right, than the Ballistic? Am I not wrong? That would be crazy if the new Minn Kota was 10 grand. Unless it's just got like built-in 360 and Mega Live all in one package, then maybe it'd be worth. Trenton's got 10 of the new Miravels. Wow. Yeah, before this spring, I'll probably get one of the Procyon monocoques. Commentary analysis. So I think last year, Punch and I hung out and we watched the watch party for the final, what, hour or two of the Grand Lake Red Crest. I think we're talking about maybe doing that on Sunday. So if you hate the MLF commentary, maybe Punch and I will go live for the last hour or two of Red Crest this year. Do a watch party like we did last year. Yeah, let's move some merch. Red Crest sucked. Dustin seconds that. Tucker Smith, yeah. Bono said he didn't think it was terrible, but it got boring once everybody settled in at their weights. Amy says that dude was absurd. Yeah, he basically faked to be a professional guide down there. Confirmed it will be quite some time before Omnia will get some Vixens in. I don't think they have any rod sales and that you could just use your code on any, like, I don't know, Fury, Dobbins, I don't know what else from bait rods they carry. What's up, Simon? Yeah, true. But if you did the double points, that's the time to try the Maravel. All right. Nice. Thanks for stopping by, Fishing with Riley. Yeah, Bass kind of sent me a please don't do any more watch parties. But MLF didn't say anything. I think I watched most of those. The ones that Jacob and a few other people did, and the Team Marines. I am going to be speaking at. So, any of you guys here in Minnesota are high school or junior bass anglers? I am speaking Saturday at Rogers High School. There's like a big Minnesota Bass Nation event, and I am, I guess, the keynote speaker for that. So, I'm going to. Hopefully in put a positive impression on young bass fishing minds. So and TK, if you're listening, it's going to be all about shallow water bassing and like tell all these kids they don't need 360 and LiveScope to catch fish and how to learn how to catch fish fishing shallow and using your instincts and that kind of stuff. So that's going to be the theme of my seminar. And then I'll probably roll into some of my thoughts on how they should develop as anglers and what tournaments they should fish and why they shouldn't worry about sponsorships and just that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So if you guys are young anglers, if you're listening to the podcast, the replay, if you got a chance to go to Rogers on Saturday, and I'm going to try to record it. I can, maybe I got my new, GoPro 11 here. Maybe I'll prop that up and record it. And then, I'll probably repost it maybe for members if they're interested. Thanks for your support, William. Very neighborly of you. So yeah, they just don't. They want all their eyes and their numbers on their site, so it looks good for their sponsors and all their clicks. It's probably a little bit short-sighted, right? More eyeballs is better, right? But and even the guy that reached out to me is like, if it were up to me, I wouldn't care. But like, the powers that be told him like that's the message. So, yeah, I'll try to record it and throw a replay up for the members. So, and then also, no, the seminar will not be streamed, but I will try to put up the replay for members. Does it matter to me if a spinning wheel comes back row and you make a purchasing decision? I don't know that I have any spinning wheels that don't back reel. Do they make ones that don't back reel? Is that like a budget thing that, because even like this $50 Revros back reels. So I don't know. I've never ordered or owned a reel that doesn't back reel, but I don't also don't use back reel. I typically rely on my drags. I don't typically do back reel. Actually, I kind of get annoyed. Like you ever, when your rod and reel is sitting on the deck and like you bump it or it bumps on the rod and it clicks it over and you don't realize it's on back reel, that can be super annoying. So tournament season probably is going to start on the Mississippi in mid-April, I would guess. I'll probably fish that TBF tournament on the river. Yeah, it'd be nice, right? If like, I get the reason. It'd be nice if they had like a little extra lock, right? So like, if you're a back reeler and you want to be able to like quickly do it, right? But it'd be nice if you're not a back reeler to have like a little extra thing to like lock. So you could have like the switch or you could lock the switch. That would be kind of cool. But then I'd probably break the extra lock off on the deck. Oh, you're going to be there, Nick? That's cool. All right. Well, sounds good. Thanks for the invite. How many spinning combos are in the boat on an average tournament day? In the boat? I probably usually carry, I think I have 5 spinning rods. I would say typically there's probably 3 or 4 on like a normal day in the boat. But there typically is, if I'm not fishing smallies, it's usually just like 1 rod for a wacky rig. But then if I'm fishing weed lines, I'll typically have another one. If I'm not fishing smallies, it'd be rare to have more than 3 rods, spinning rods on the deck. Like if I'm fishing, that would only be if I was bouncing deep to shallow, right? Typically, it would be like if I'm fishing offshore, I might have a drop shot and a spinning rod or a jig worm. And if I'm fishing shallow, I typically just have my wacky rig rod. If I was fishing one of those days where I was scrambling all around, then maybe 3 would be on the deck. And then if I was smallie fishing, it wouldn't be weird to have 4 or 5 on the deck. Cody, when I almost won Island Lake, which is your home lake, I caught almost all of those fish on a spinning rod. Just saying. Don't want to bring up old stuff, but, you know. Oh, cool. Well, I'll probably see you around quite a bit, Nick. There you go. 5A is a great pool. Hopefully it's not flooded. The anti-spinner rodders are showing up. Yeah, I mean, like, when you fish the river a lot, Dustin, when I'm on the river, most of the time on Mississippi, like, fishing lacrosse, I would say it's 0. Like, I'll have a couple, I mean, on the deck, there typically will be a couple in the rod locker in case I want to break out a Nico or a drop shot or a wacky rig, but they're typically definitely not in the starting lineup. Yeah, more than I'd want, that's for sure. I feel like the year before was even worse. That's really not true at all. Because my May tournament, almost all those fish were caught on bait casters. I had a 6-pounder in May on a bait caster. All right. 0 fall. Was that for a fluke? I would say the fall, I'd be even less likely to have. Or is it like a Senko on a sand drop? And then I guess reminder, the Intune Classic, March 18th and 19th. So if you're in that area, I'll be there, I think, both days on March 18th and 19th. And then I think Saturday, after the speaking engagement in Rogers, I might swing by the Northwest Sports Show on the way home, since I'll be driving right by it. So if anybody's at the Northwest Sports Show in Minneapolis, look out for an idiot with a visor. Say hi. Yeah, I haven't fished Alexander in a long time, but it was a good lake. Sure, I feel like you're being very evasive about what you're fishing on the wing dam, Dustin. Todd, you know, one that's pretty, I guess the one I fished the past couple of years, the TBF team trail, the Bass Federation team trail, that's pretty good. I can pull it up. It's pretty competitive, but not super competitive. It's reasonably not super expensive. And they don't fill up all the way typically, so you can usually register like 2 weeks out. And like, unlike the Minnesota Bass Nation, which filled up in 5 seconds. So this is the schedule here. So April 23rd, Mississippi River out of Wabasha. Then they go to Vermilion in May, Clearwater near Annandale, Pelican Lake, Ashby, and then Alexander by Cushing. So that's their schedule. I think they're $200 or $250 entry fee. Pretty solid payout. Good group of guys. Well-run tournaments. Typically get around 30 boats. Otherwise, the metro area. Oh, you said metro area. I didn't see that part. Metro area. I would say the Greenhorn would be a good one. Look up Greenhorn. They have a couple different levels. They have like a Greenhorn true entry level, and they have kind of their advanced series. But they're definitely in the metro. Wacky Hook. Do I like? I like the VMC Nico. This is my wacky hook of choice right here. I usually throw the number. I feel like that's not in order, right? Isn't number two smaller than number one? I feel like I throw number one. That's the one that's the middle size, I think. So I feel like number two is smaller than number one, but one out is bigger than number one. That's my main one. But this style in general, this O'Shaughnessy Nico style, the Sniper Finesse Hook would be a good one. I don't like the ones that are more like circle hooks. I think those are bad for hookups. So that's my preference. The pros are definitely using more spinning rods, 100%. It's at the high school, pretty sure. The event goes from 11 to 1? 11 to 1. I think there's going to be a few speakers. It's through the Minnesota Bass Nation Junior High School. Derek Doberstein is putting it on. I don't know if there's any, like, I haven't seen it on any websites or anything, but I think he sends out emails to all those groups. But if you're in the area of Rogers between 11 and 1, I think you could just show up. I don't think you have to have, like, anything. So the old Ned Rig. All right, we'll wish Bean a happy birthday from all of us. Yeah. One or one aught. Yeah, the new red lines are in stock. I haven't tried them. I haven't really thought about it. I feel like I'm pretty good on rods. If I was going to new, so I have the 755. If I was going to, I would maybe consider the 725, or I'd probably try one of their spinning rods, maybe like one of the 2-power spinning rods. There you go. Justin agrees. Number one for Senko stick baits, and number two for trick worms. And like drop shot, the number two probably pretty good for as well if you want a weedless drop shot. Yes, Bill, the Minnesota team trail still has two openings. That's true. All right, it's been about 90 minutes. What else is on people's mind? What do we need to talk about? Anything going on in the world of fishing that we need to touch on? The Arsenal wacky bands are a must, I agree, for wacky rig fishing. Omnia is not good about restocking it, but you can find those at Arsenal Fishing. Any new toys on the Camus? Yes. I have several things on my whiteboard that need to be procured pretty soon. I mean, I'm looking to win them all that I fish. I fish, you know, fishing to win all of them, to be honest. Will I win them all? Probably not. I'll probably get second most of them, but we'll be shooting to win. I did look at them. They do seem a little bit pricey. I'm not going to lie. I mean, they are, I guess this one's $7. I mean, they are definitely not the price point that VMC normally is. VMC needs less hooks. It's our newest. Hide it low. Yeah, look, I mean, like, this flipping hook is $10.99 for a pack. The weedless knackies are $9. I mean, I've heard good things about them. I've heard they're sharp. They're like those nano-coated Gamagatsus. But, yeah, I don't know. I have not tried them. Have not seen them in person. I'm sure I'll try a pack at some point when I need hooks. That's the nice thing about the Omnia Premium is I can just order one pack when I need them, and they'll show up at my house. Here, there's a guy in a mullet up in Farmington that's going to win all the prior tournaments by 10 pounds. Interesting. I saw, right, that's the, I mean, they showed it off in Tyler Rivette's. It looks a little weird. Not totally sold. Doesn't give me the great vibe. The crossover wings, I'm sure, work pretty good. They're just way more expensive than the Arsenal bands. Ooh, through the ice, you saw a big one on the underwater camera. First lure I'm throwing this spring, probably a jerkbait. Really? I'll probably use the one I got tied on from last year. Oh, were any of the tournaments that you've won how you started? Yeah. I would say that a couple of tournaments I've won in the fall where I like fishing shallow jigging wood, like in October here, I'm pretty hard-headed when it comes to that. So I've definitely won a few tournaments in the fall where I just jig the speed crawl or menace grub, get like a 3.5 ounce on the deck. I'll probably have like a chatterbait and a buzzbait, but I'll just put the motor down and go with a jig. And I've caught some, you know, 19, 20, 23 pound bags doing that. So that's one scenario where I've definitely won tournaments where I've like locked in on it. Otherwise, usually most, you know, I'd have to think back, but like a lot of the other ones were like, there's typically some kind of a scramble moment or an adjustment or something like that. I mean, and I would say most, like whether they're wins or not, just like top fives where you cash a good check, usually most of those are, there's some kind of adjustment during the day. Hard to find deals on hummingbirds. So a couple things, Joe, is if you have premium membership at Omnia, right, you can use your credits towards hummingbirds there, which can help. The best thing I've seen, unless you have an in somewhere, is to watch, get yourself a Bass Pro or a Cabela's credit card. And then I think, is it one Tuesday a month? They do 10% off for members. So 10% off on a graph is actually pretty nice. And then you can use Rocketon, which is the old Ebates, and they typically have 3.5% cash back. And then every once in a while, they'll do like random 10% cash back days. So if you can, like, I would say about once a quarter, it seems like the Rocketon 10% and the 10% off Tuesdays will line up at Bass Pro or Cabela's. And then the other thing is, like, when you have the Cabela's or Bass Pro cards, typically you get points built up on that. So you can like cash in points, use those coupons and codes and rebates. So that's a good way to save on electronics or things that you can't normally get deals on. That's how I bought some of my Helixes for my boat last year. I have not tried it. Most people I've talked to said they like it, but I have not had my hands on the new cork from Dobbins. They're just supposed to be super, those red lines are supposed to be like super shipe, new material. I haven't really like, really went into it. I don't know. Yeah, the red lines would have been good to get during the 25% off. Like you want to join to be a member? Is that what you're saying, Grat84? Down below, near the subscribe button, there should be a join button. If you're on mobile, you'll typically have to hide the live chat. And that's how, if that's what you're asking. I don't know if that's what you're asking. Oh, that's not very open-minded of them, Todd. The OSP baits. I've not used the OSP baits, but a lot of people like their crankbaits for smallmouth, but I haven't used them. I don't think they carry them at Omnia, do they? No. You have to hit up the old the hookup tackle, or maybe the tackle warehouse. Yes. That is a very common belief, as the 734 Champ is one of the most versatile. It is. I own one. You can throw super spooks, spinnerbaits, slipless cranks, jigs, Texas rigs. It does all those things like pretty well. Is it like amazing on all of them? But no, it's a rod that you can like, especially as like do a ton of things, or as like a co-angler or a bank angler, if you want something that can do really a lot of things really well, it's a great rod. Or just having it in your arsenal, so you got something that's a switch hitter in your lineup. Good luck in the qualifier. Chatterbait bite is always fun, Colby. Yeah, so there are some places that do some deals, and some of those places like Bass Tank and even our Russell Marine Products, some of those places. Yeah, there's not a lot of markup on hummingbird units, so it's hard to find. The Holy Grail? I'm not real picky on my spinning rod, Brett. I know there's a lot of people that are like very like into that. I probably have spinning reels with Power Pro, with Smackdown Seaguar. I probably got some Strike King braid. I don't know. It's a hodgepodge for me. I threw a slobber knocker late last year. I made exactly 5 casts before a pike swallowed it. But in general, I think people like them. It did start up nice. It had a good vibration to it. I just didn't get to use it much before it was robbed from me. Most of the people in the chat say it's been pretty good. I've heard it's better on wood than some of the other chatterbaits, but I haven't got a chance to fish it a ton. No, probably a pass on the new dice bait. RJ, he's loading the boat on OSP. Yeah, that's kind of the feeling I got, is that the red line will be like the G power from Kamigatsu. Top 5 baits for 55 degree water temp. 55 degree to me is like Chomp City, bladed jig, square bill. I guess it really depends on where I'm fishing. A swim jig, spinner baits. Like to me, like cover water, pre-spawn, get ready. They're moving shallow, ready to eat. Like that kind of stuff. A regular jig. Yeah. Trenton, you probably need to like slow your roll. Yeah, I've played around with the Hybrid Hunter. I've caught some pike on it, but that's about it. But I saw that Gramps caught him pretty well in the Hellraiser. So I almost bought one when I was like stocking up on all these things, but I was like, it's going to be a while before it's going to be Hellraiser season, so I'll probably wait and get those at some point. 55 degree in the fall, I would probably definitely throw a buzzbait into the mix in the fall. Chatterbait, jig, buzzbait, frog will probably still be on my deck in the fall. Yeah, spinnerbait, squarebill, depending on the lake and the fishery, swim jig. I mean, chatterbait, swim jig, right? If you get a little clouds, a little bit of wind, chatterbait. If it's sunny, calm conditions, then probably more of a swim jig. But I like power fishing a lot in that 55 degree window. 61 at Kentucky Lake. Are there any yellow flowers in Barkley right now? That's the question, Darius. The Rico's nice. I'm more of a Yellow Magic guy, but they're very similar. Ooh, topwater last week. That a boy. In the flowers? Ooh. I remember watching the Ultimate Match Fishing shows in like one of their first couple seasons when they were on Barkley, and there was a lot of guys up fishing the flowers. It was like Rick Klun versus Denny Brower and a few other guys, and I was like, I want to go fish the yellow flower someday because that looks like a really fun bite. That would be legit. Ooh. All right. Anything else going on? AP says Red Crest. I think Andy Montgomery will show up. Favorite color Yellow Magic is the bone. That's about all I throw in poppers is bone most of the time. But day in and day out, that's the color I'm throwing. Walking baits, poppers,
bone.
Bone or chrome or go home, J-Rod. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon, Grat, unless they have a rotating dates and they have a summer classic. It's not coming north. The Osorio pencil popper. That's Darius's go-to topwater. He challenged me on Tacklecraft stream to a Vixen versus Yozuri challenge. I just need to get down to Kentucky Lake. All right. I feel like we've kind of hit the end of the questions tonight, so I think I'm going to wrap things up. We'll probably be back Sunday, tentatively, for a Dead Crest final day stream for a little watch party. Depending on what's going on, if I do another members Bassmaster rerun party, I think we had a lot of fun last Friday night, so I'll be probably looking for some nights to do that. Other than that, hopefully I see some of you coming up either at the high school event tomorrow or the Intune Marine the next weekend. And all those things coming up. Nick, I throw the popper on the Fury 703 typically on like 30, 40 pound braid. Yeah, so came in late, tackle, fun, all the stuff in the beginning. Watch the replay, Hella Bass on your favorite podcast app. You know the drill. Stay good, people. As always, here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bass and buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hella Bass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.